This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Bachelor. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana.
And thanks for listening again. The Bachelor in Paradise. The Bachelor in Paradise. Bachelor in Paradise was not that exciting this last 2 weeks. Two nights.
Who can keep track anymore?
That's why I guess track.
Even they knew that there was only an hour last night.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was kind of refreshing.
Yeah. I was great. This isn't like drawn out.
I did want to just quickly say that last week we told you guys to text 9099. We told you to text Red Cross 9099. It wasn't correct.
But you weren't scammed or anything. We just told you the wrong.
Yeah, so we did it wrong too, but we corrected ourselves. What you have to do is text 9099. You text the word Harvey in all caps, and then you'll get a response, and then you just go through the steps. Again,
our bad.
The hurricane's not fully over. It's like moving. Got to call your grandma's in Florida to make sure she's going to be okay. That's what's going on. But let's talk about Bachelor in Paradise. Okay,
so
should we just talk about the first episode?
Yeah, I think before we even get into that, we should just discuss that it came out that Dean is definitely not the next Bachelor.
Well, probably because we keep talking so much shit about
him. I mean, I think he definitely, did not do good things for his reputation. He tried to salvage it a little bit last night, which I think he did a decent job of. But in general, I think...
Didn't he seem like he was really considering it? He was like, if it was a different situation, I probably would have said yes, but I was literally total asshole last night, so I can't do it.
He would have just, I wonder if this was not a televised thing, if this was just no one would ever, you know what I mean? He wasn't going to look like a complete scumbag on national television,
he would have
which
said
he already
yes.
kind of did. I feel like he definitely would have said yes.
Yeah, totally. He would have said yes, but
he's like, well, I'm not in a committed relationship, but...
He would be such an awful bachelor. Like, one of them, the girl, Emily or Haley, was like, how are you feeling right now? He goes, that's a loaded question. He really just can't say one
thing. He's very mature.
Now,
apparently he said that, I mean, I'm sure this is like a thing, a defense thing, but he said, I don't want to be the bachelor yet because I'm not ready.
He's definitely not ready.
He's definitely not ready, but I'm sure if they chose him, he would be fucking ready.
Okay, so this is the new theory about who's going to be the Bachelor. They're going to announce it soon. I think it's going to be Wells.
I think it's going to be Peter.
Who's Peter? No, it's not going to be Peter.
I think it's going to be Peter.
Even though they keep saying it's not Peter?
Yeah.
What if it's Wells?
I think Wells would make a great Bachelor.
Think about why. Why would they fire Jorge just so Wells, a single Wells, gets a spot a spot on The Bachelor in Paradise makes him, they craft his image so much. They make him so likable.
Yeah.
Give him so many scallops to put in his fingers. And for what? Just to give a funny character. I think they're doing
something.
They're
prepping him to see how the audience likes him to be The Bachelor. I think that's definitely a possibility. What is he? He's a DJ, radio host or something?
I think so.
I think
he's pretty funny.
No, yeah, he's pretty funny. He's definitely likable. I think they should go back to their original formula. They should pick someone entirely new, and they should pick someone with a real job who's they should go back to how the OG Bachelor, when they used to pick bachelors that were literally the most eligible men in America, not Instagram influencers, right, or tech salesmen or things I was looking back on old seasons, they had Andrew Firestone, who was the heir to the Firestone tire company and so hot. They had a former pro football player.
Right.
They had they used to have these men who were the whole point of The Bachelor was we've found one of the most eligible bachelors in America and now you guys get to see him date. Now it's we found someone who people kind of liked from last season who doesn't have a real job. And
Right, I agree with that. And then those people who they're choosing don't really care about how many Instagram followers they have because they already have this really good reputation, or whether it's good or not, they could be a scandalous person.
Exactly.
But regardless, I think, you know the show Unreal?
Yeah.
So they had that royal guy,
right,
who also wanted to fix his image by going on the show.
Yeah, I think that would be a more entertaining thing as opposed to these kind of nobodies who just happen to fall through the cracks. It might actually make the show more legit seeming and less a total joke.
Yeah, I totally agree.
They had when they had Caitlyn and was that girl Brie or Britt?
Yeah.
And they were both trying to be the Bachelorette. She was like a like workout instructor, and Britt was a waitress. It's like these aren't the most eligible bachelorettes in America. Like there are people who are like better just because they're like hot and they have a lot of Instagram followers doesn't make them like
watch it worthy.
Right.
Neither of them were good either. And also the people like the contestants should also be like eligible bachelor bachelorettes.
Exactly. Like they find really like legit people to date them.
Right.
Anyway, if any of the producers are listening, please pick.
Please do this for us.
Pick an outside person that wasn't on any of these shows and go back to your original thing because I'd be much more interested in watching that. But let's get to this week's episode since we haven't really talked about that.
Okay, so episode one. Nothing really fucking happened. All that happened was like Dean. The major drama was Dean, Christina, D'Lo. D'Lo is literally so boring.
Yeah. She like, actually, she's like not like, she's not she doesn't absurd say
anything.
Enough.
She also doesn't say anything. She doesn't really laugh.
It's probably good for Dean. She doesn't
do anything.
Christina was like, I bet you Christina could have like won this whole thing. Not that that's like the goal, but maybe it is because it's Bachelor in Paradise, not the real world. In the real world, you should pick someone who's like likes you and is nice to you and doesn't have to think
definitely
about it.
Definitely.
But
or like Well says, why are you fighting for someone who isn't fighting for you?
Very good. Very good call. What
future
Wells.
Bachelor.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think she was like, she also kind of went around. She was like kind of mopey and depressed seeming. Yeah. And like, I get why that's not like an energy where he finally was like, you know what? I've just got to like end it instead of making you like miserable for the next. Because it's like not fun for
it
her.
Was so
it's not fun
attractive.
For him. Right.
And like, I mean, it's not that it wasn't like.
And that's hard to do. I get that it's hard to do when someone's like stringing you along and like giving you a little bit and then taking it away.
Also,
but
he slept with her and the next day he was in the pool like with his hooking up with D'Lo, and he was like, oh no way, she was right there. Like, just don't. Robbie's like, I was also really confused by that. Like, why were you doing that? He's like, oh man, I'm so stupid. He's really just so dumb.
Yeah, he's very dumb. I don't think he understands like what he's doing. He's just kind of like he's almost like reacting to like stimuli. Like someone's like, oh, here's my boobs over here.
He's a crustacean. He's
like, oh, looking over there. Right.
He's like a what are they called in the sea? Like the very simple organisms, like kelp.
Yeah. But I think like as soon as D'Lo came and he went on that date with her, Christina was like, all right, fuck it. Like I'm just gonna find someone else, have a great time.
Seriously, she should have just done that.
Which is hard to do, but like
it's hard to do because it's all still there. Like he's there, she's there, you're just staring. It's just like this message like flashing in front of you. He likes her more than you.
Right.
You're not worthy, blah, blah, blah. And like you just need like a sense of confidence to get to like
for sure
on.
You need like extreme confidence to be like, you know what, this person doesn't like isn't treating me like right and he's not my first choice.
She
then
could
like,
have
fuck
been
it.
Like with I mean none of those guys were that great though.
That's true.
Wells, I feel like Wells and her would be cute, although she's not that funny.
I don't know, she needs like someone off the show.
Maybe like a therapist first.
Yeah, some of this
and then she can start dating.
Everyone in the show needs a few months of therapy before they can really find true love.
Yes,
including fucking Taylor because she's annoying.
Taylor needs her own therapist.
Yeah,
seriously,
there's something. What do you think it is that's so irritating about her?
It's the way that she communicates. Is she's constant. It's not that it's effective. It's like robotic.
Right. It's like condescending.
Condescending. It's robotic. It's almost like coming from a textbook that she read.
Right.
And that's the way that she's speaking. Like, I appreciate you because you are these three things. Please tell me why you appreciate me. And then we can move on. And like, basically, she's just like saying that she's communicating.
It's not organic.
Right. Then again, that's all they're really showing.
But you also, I mean, like, I wonder if they have just conversations that are just, like, fun and funny, then they just don't show, and they show
is
them, like,
they do.
Making out. They're never, like, joking around together. They're never, like...
The best... Yeah, no, they're not... They don't seem very jokey. The best is when,
they're not
like,
gonna last.
Haley and Emily were... Or I don't know which one, but, like, wanted Derek to, like, go out with Derek, and they're like, yeah, so Derek's not gonna happen, and they show, like, a flash to Taylor and Derek is like slowly putting his head into her breast. Do you remember that?
Oh my god. I missed that one.
It was just so funny.
I don't think they're going to last off the show. I don't see it.
I think they're going to be engaged. They're getting engaged.
Yeah, so.
I know. Okay, should we talk about just. We need to talk about. Oh, Blake came on. Oh, this was like the last. Blake. Blake. who was like, I'm not going to talk about.
I have to say that if he didn't even say that, I wouldn't even remember who he was. Like, I wouldn't even remember that he had all that shit with Baboom. If he didn't mention him, I would have been like, oh, like, I kind of remember him from Rachel's season. I don't really remember. Like, he's the one who, if he didn't say it, I don't think anyone would have said anything
well,
to
no,
him.
Well, no, Raven was literally quoting him back to himself from, like, that episode where he was just, like, screaming at him for an hour. Do you remember that? It was the funniest 15 minutes of television with them two in the parking lot just like yelling like dumb immature comments at each other.
Do you think that was producer like made?
I don't know, but Raven just like he's like, yeah, I don't really want to talk about Wa Boom, and then Raven just like, yeah, and then just quoted him back to it. It was really funny. Yeah, but that was really funny. He comes on, all the girls are like, no, I'm not gonna go on this date with you, and he's like, damn it. And then like Fred, who's really hot, comes on, mm-hmm. and he's like, and everyone's like, ooh, like maybe like Sucks for Blake, but like I'm gonna go out with you, but like I mean Fred left.
I mean, yeah, they both had a very short stay in Paradise, but I think the Waboom Blake thing is another reason that The Bachelor has gone off the rails, because like you're so into like, it's so reality TV like intense that like everyone is from a different reality. Everyone has like already been on other reality shows, so everyone's just like a fame whore.
Yeah, that was dumb. They didn't need to bring him back. It was pointless. Like, it was just
stupid. It was just to embarrass him for the cameras.
And it wasn't really even that embarrassing. Like, it was just a little sad. It was just.
Should we talk about the Blake tickle, Jack Stone
square
with like filled with like very uneligible bachelors.
Kristen is so funny. It's just like such a random person that everyone is just obsessed with, because she like has this blank stare and like she bats her like clumpy eyelashes at you, and like all of them are like just love her.
Well, Kristen's like a good example of like how Christina should have acted in a lot of ways, because she like doesn't really give a fuck. And Jack Stone was like, you know, I can't go on a date with you because like I really want to see where the thing with Christina goes. Yeah. And I think he said that because she was like, all right, like
go.
If you don't want to go, great. If you want to go, great. Right. Like, she, I guess, has some scallopy confidence where she doesn't give a shit, which, like, good for her.
I felt really bad, though, when she found out that people were calling her scallopinkers, and she was like, that's, like, really rude.
She's like, I take home leftovers, like, sue me.
Yeah. She's kind of, like, randomly funny.
Right, but then she, like, got over it. She wasn't, like, freaking out.
No.
She was like, fine.
I don't really like her, but
I respect her.
Right. There's something weird going on with her. Like, what is going on in her head? I feel like not a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that, like, she doesn't overthink anything. Right. She's just like, if you want to hang out, I'll hang out. If you don't want to hang out,
I guess not.
That's chill, too.
She's like, I don't know how I got here. I'm in a love square. Like, all these guys love me. And, like, I don't know why.
Not that any of these guys are, like, so amazing.
I kind of really like Jack Stone, even though he's so weird. My favorite was when all of them just decided to kiss him, and he's like, all these girls are just kissing me, and I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to say no.
Well, someone told him that they were that he was a bad kisser.
Yeah,
who
right.
was it?
Kristen told one of the girls that Jack Stone was
awkward.
A bad kisser. And then, like, all the girls
it looked good.
No, and then they all confirmed that he was a good kisser.
Yeah, it looked like he was a good kisser. He didn't have any, like, weird, like, Brian Rachel things going on.
Yeah. I don't know. What's up with the tickle monster? He's a doctor. Kind of doctor. Oh, right. Family doctor.
Right. I think we discussed this last week where it's like weird that he's a doctor.
I think he's
kind of a weird doctor. I wouldn't want a tickle monster.
Imagine like giving birth and like he's tickling you.
Well, they said when one of them said like when he was making out with them, he like tickled their stomach.
Oh, yeah. It
was Jasmine?
Jasmine. Yeah. She's like, I kind of liked it. I'm like, there's no way you like that. It's fucking weird.
Jack Stone is a weirdo, though, but, like...
Is he weird?
I guess they're all...
I think he just makes, like, weirdo
serial killer
eyes.
He makes, like, weird faces.
Eyes, yeah.
Did you ever see Dexter? He looks like the guy from season one who's, like, the serial killer. I think that's why
Dexter?
He has... No. I mean, Dexter's also... But there's... is a serial killer who kills serial killers.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Season one. Check it out. He looks just like some, like, weird, creepy guy from that.
But we should... I'm gonna go look that up. So, hold on. Wait, we didn't finish the love square, or did we?
I think we did.
Oh, okay.
Basically, right?
Hold on, someone's bringing us lunch right now. Thank you. Okay, so what about in episode two? No, wait, we didn't talk about this. No, Christina leaving. We didn't even say it. She just fucking left.
Well, before she left, she like flipped out at Raven because Raven was like trying to be real. And
Raven was drunk. Raven was obviously drunk, and she was being real, but she was just more so annoyed that Christina was being like a whiny bitch. Like, just, she's just like, get it together. Like, stop blaming D'Lo. Like, sure, D'Lo really like didn't really talk to you about it first, but like, Dean is the one who's fucking with you,
right? Which is something I feel like that's a thing that like happens frequently, where it's like a guy is like jerking a girl around, and she's like putting, it's easier to put the blame on the girl than it is on the guy. I think that happens frequently. And Christina was, like, having none of that.
She was not. She was like, you're my friend. You should have my back. She's like, I am having your back by telling you the truth. Like, he's a shitty guy. And then 3 seconds later, Wells tells her, and she's like, you're right. Like, basically just uses different words. I think that Raven's just delivery was shitty. She was just drunk and being kind of mean about it.
Right.
Like, aggressive. Because she was...
And then she was like, right, but she said it, like, in a
really bad way. But Christina way. Should not have left. Like, just use another day of tanning.
She didn't want to, like, I get it. She didn't want to sit there and watch, like, and watch Dean and D'Lo just, like, be making out for them. It's also, like, is ending in, like, a few days. Like, what does she have to sit there and watch them? And just, like, she's not going to meet anyone else.
Yeah.
She's just going to be, like, she's literally just going to be, like, torture. I get it.
Did you notice that when she was saying her, like, goodbyes, she, like, completely skipped over, like, D'Lo? It was so funny. D'Lo makes no expressions. She's, like, sort of a wall.
I don't really get the whole, like, D'Lo thing. Also, like, again, I think Christina is equally, if not more, attractive than D'Lo, so I don't get the whole, like, D'Lo is so much hotter, like, and like whatever thing.
Yeah, I don't get it either. She was really boring. She was also really boring in Nick's season.
Dean's really boring. What the fuck does Dean have to say?
Right, nothing.
Maybe that's why
he just has like a cute face that smiles cute.
Yeah.
Good thing he's not The Bachelor, though. I would not watch that shit.
I never liked Dean. Again, okay. I keep reiterating.
But it was all based on his image, like the way they portrayed him in episode one. Like, I mean, in Rachel and Z's season.
Yeah.
Like, they portrayed him like he's the victim. But now he's not the victim.
Right, but I still thought, like, even when they showed that scene with him and his dad, I still thought, even though he was, like, kind of the victim, he handled it in, like, a kind of, like, immature, weird way. Like, he was, like, still 12.
It was weird.
He was, like, almost, like, crying and running out of the room.
It was fucking weird. It was weird. You're right. Okay.
He didn't seem like a man.
Dean is still canceled. Update.
Dean's a boy. I don't think he's a man.
Okay, wait. So, episode 2, bisexual Jamie. That was boring. I didn't care.
Yeah, definitely don't care about that.
Okay. The
I would have liked to. I think I would have cared. It would have been interesting if she went out and, like, Christina. Or not Christina. What's her name?
Kristen. Yeah, I agree. That would have been really funny.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, I think Kristen's curious. And they're like, uh-huh.
That would have been new for Paradise.
Yeah. Wait, why do they have to, like, why can't they just do couples instead of,
I guess, like, it's like there's a certain number of roses for guys and a certain number of roses for girls. So it's like,
how would they have
They should just
that?
Do a certain number of roses all around, and like half the people get to pick and half the people get to not. I guess it makes it a little more complicated.
It does make it complicated.
Bachelor's a little heteronormative. Sorry.
Wait, so the two twins coming on. Apparently a lot of people are upset with the way that they, like, acted. Like, they come on and they're like...
They were, like, acting.
Everybody needs to chill. They were so staged.
Why were they upset?
Because of the way they're like, oh, those guys won't go on dates with us because they're dating, like stupid whores. And so we're out. Fuck everyone. Which is, like, it was so staged.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was, like, staged. They were, like, throwing the scallops. It was, like, stupid. It was just, like, not that. It was, like, sometimes Bachelor has some, like, or Bachelor in Paradise has some great plot points, even if they're made up, that they just develop, and they're funny, and they're interesting, and you kind of want to see what happens. This was just, like, dumb. It was, like, slapstick Bachelor in Paradise.
It was dumb. Those girls weren't even... The only thing that's funny that seemed real was, like, during the interview when one of the twins makes a joke and the other one is just dying laughing because it's not even that funny, but it's just, like, you can tell that they're, like, humor... Like, they just, like, relate to each other.
Didn't they have their own show at one point?
No.
I thought they were getting their own show.
I mean, who would watch that?
I don't think anyone, because I think it came out and... It ended and no one...
What are your thoughts on Ben being the next Bachelor? What if, like, they bring Ben Higgins back?
I loved Ben. I think he'd make
because
a great
Bachelor
again. Because
he and Lauren
again.
Are broken up. Lauren is, like, dating some guy, like, very openly on Instagram. And, like, they brought back... What's his face? That guy... What's his
Brad?
Name? Brad. Yeah.
But he didn't pick anyone.
The first time.
Right.
Yeah. So they might.
I would be into Ben. I like Ben. I prefer him.
Hot.
Again, Ben is also a software salesman, though. Again, like...
Yeah. And he's already had another television show.
Yeah.
Let's
pick someone new.
Yeah, I agree.
That America can
also
fall in
like. Can we enough with the scallop jokes?
I mean, this show is like over, so they really
well
played
next
them
week.
Out.
There, I better not hear one more scallop joke. We're gonna hear it.
But she did a really good job of just
brushing and continuing to eat seafood.
Yeah. What do you think of scallops in general?
I like them raw, like really good Japanese restaurants. Have you ever had that? So fucking good.
I think so. You don't like them like marinated and shit.
Sometimes you have to cook them perfectly. Sometimes they can get too chewy. I think Kristen will agree with me. Although those scallops at that look great.
Should we call you scallops?
Please don't.
Okay.
Okay.
Robbie and Amanda are mad boring.
But they're so boring. Also, I heard that that is so producer made.
I'm sure.
That like they made them date and that.
Is he going to propose?
I don't think so. No, he's going to be called out next week for cheating on her.
Oh, right.
But that's also apparently staged. Also, apparently that if this Corinne scandal didn't go on, I think Robbie was like supposed to be dating Corinne. Like that was what was supposed to be produced.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's Robbie, what I heard.
It's time to get a real job.
Yeah. Please brush your hair. okay, wait. So we had someone who wrote to us. Do you want me to read it?
Sure.
Okay, so a listener called Leslie.
They call her Leslie.
She wrote, "Hey, Betches, in your most recent episode of The Bachelor, which, by the way, is pure gold, thank you, you asked what Daniel does in the real world and what he's like. Well, I can shed some light on this. Daniel was my waiter at an oyster bar in Vancouver, British Columbia. He is hella awkward and looks just as dopey in person. He literally put our food down and then stood there silently for a full minute. There were a bunch of girls who got selfies with him, but my friend and I thought it would be best for his ego to pretend we didn't know who he was. Some insight for you, XOXO Vancouver foodie." That's so
funny.
I can imagine him hovering.
Like waiting for you to ask him to take a picture.
He's so weird. Oh my God. Do you think like him and... Also, did you see the previews for the next episode where Lacey was like, "I need him to tell me he loves me." Like, are you on crack? Yeah. Like, what crack are you on?
They're both like... just really fucking weird.
What crack are you on? Like, do you think that
he's... Do you think she thinks that in real life?
Or I don't know. She's acting. I can't.
I feel like she's not that good of an actress, though.
Right. She sucks, too. I'm excited for next week. They're going to do that ultimatum. Like, if
it
you're
needs
ready.
To end next. I can't imagine if they had the extra 2 weeks because the whole thing, like, seems a little tired at this point.
Yeah. Well, because it was 2 episodes a week.
It's always 2 episodes a week.
Last year, though, I think the second episode was only an hour. Like
it's possible on this week.
And this one, oh my God, it was too much. But okay, let's play some games.
Okay. Would you rather make out with Jack Stone or eat scallops with scallops? This is assuming we're single. Jack Stone looked like a pretty good kid.
Yeah, I think I would make out with Jack Stone. Like, I can eat scallops by myself.
You don't think the experience would be enhanced by eating with a true scallop lover?
True scallop connoisseur?
Yeah.
No. I know what a good scallop tastes like.
Fair.
Okay. Would you rather watch Taylor and Derek, aka Ears, this is what we call them, Taylor and Derek make out for 3 hours or watch Daniel and Lacey have sex for 20 seconds? 20 seconds to anything.
You think?
3 hours?
I can't unsee that, though. I feel like I already watched them make out for 3 hours.
Yeah. Although, yes. They should count how much footage that they've shown us them making out and tell us how long it's been.
It's probably been at least 10 minutes.
At least.
I guess the 20 seconds thing, because then it's over and I can continue about my day.
Yeah. 20 seconds isn't that
also
long.
I don't really want to see it, but like... I don't know.
I can already picture what it's like, to be honest. It's like that scene in American Horror Story where, like, Lacey's just, like, smiling and Daniel's, like, having sex with her while looking in the mirror. Like, while, like...
You mean American Psycho?
I'm sorry, American Psycho. Yeah, where he's, like, flexing his guns.
And also saying weird shit. Oh, my God, did you watch the, like, after the credits where he's talking about seeing Blake's penis with him?
No.
That was so funny. Oh, my God, you probably turned it off when the credits were rolling. But then, you know, like, they do, like, sometimes, like, the joke thing. And it was, like, him being, like... "Yo, I heard you had a like a big penis. Could you show it to me?"
No fucking way.
Yeah, I swear to God, it was like after it was the best part of the whole show. They should have put it in there. He like literally asked Blake to see his penis.
And what did Blake say?
He said like no, because he was talking about the Waboom thing with him, and he was like, "Yeah, they said that I was like eating a banana and like trying to have sex with Waboom."
Yeah.
And Blake's like, well, Daniel's like, well, I heard you have like a really nice penis. Like, would you show it to me? And then they show Daniel on the camera being like, Blake wouldn't show me his penis, but like, it was amazing. I would go back and watch the first episode Monday.
Okay. I'm going to watch it.
Obviously, because Blake was there.
Unless I deleted it from my DVR. Oh, right. Blake was there. That was there. That's true. Okay. Let's play one more game.
Okay. Shoot, fuck, marry. Blake, Daniel, and Tickle Monster.
Blake, Daniel, or Tickle Monster? Blake. Who's Blake again? Oh, yeah, Blake. This is rough.
It's hard.
Didn't we use Daniel last time, too?
Probably.
And I said I would have sex with him.
I think I'd marry Tickle Monster. He's a doctor.
Yeah. I think he's the most normal.
Yeah. I wouldn't call
and what not, if you had to, and least gay.
What if you had to introduce him to people as Tickle? Or Tickle Monster. You're whatever you prefer.
I do. I alien take me Tickle Monster.
You have to like everyone. Like, this is my husband,
Tickle Monster. Yeah, no. Here's the thing. I'm killing Blake. He freaks me out. He grosses me out. And I really don't like him.
You have sex with Daniel?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess. I think they're almost like interchangeable.
I would rather call.
Well, apparently, Blake has a great penis.
Yeah. Oh, sex with Blake.
I guess sex with Blake. Marry Tickle Monster, kill Daniel. I get that Daniel's funny, but it's too much.
Okay, fine. I might have sex. You're right. Yeah, I think you're right. I might. If Blake's penis is really what the rumors are, I'll make sweet love to Blake. Oh, marry Tickle Monster, even if he's referred to Tickle. Like, even if I have to call him Tickle.
Yeah.
Big T. And then I'll kill Daniel.
All right. And that concludes this episode of The Bachelor.
The Bachelor. And also, guys, this letter was kind of funny. Like, if you have letters of any experiences that are notable experiences of any of the Bachelor people, or if you think you know anything, any inside scoop about how the Bachelor is produced, or anything you want to share with us and you want us to read it, like, email us.
We can keep it anonymous if you're a producer.
Yeah. Ooh, we can get a tell all.
Email us at Bachelor, that's BETCHELOR at Betches.com.
And yes, and please listen to our other podcast where we're literally just going to be shooting the shit, like, the same way about The Bachelor, but about everything else, giving advice, all that stuff.
And that's called Betch Slapped.
Yes. Okay, talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.